Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Drunkle's Den. I'm your host, Drunkle Ross, here with the lovely Big Chief. How are we today, my friend?
Howdy. How are we?
We are not so fucking great after losing $65 on a shitty boxing match last night.
What a fucking shit.
What a fuck fest that was. We're getting right into it as soon as we start.
It was just so boring.
Oh my God, it was fucking terrible. Well, the first three games weren't bad.
Okay,
the matches,
first of all, we should mention that there was a fight on Friday, and
yeah,
the big one was Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. So yeah, there were a couple fights before. There were three fights before.
Hyped up for what, like a year now?
It's been for fucking ever.
Oh my fuck.
The guy came out of retirement to do this? And
he had
to
fucking lose!
Anyways, yeah, the first fight was like, kind of sucked.
I didn't watch the first fight.
Buddy humped the other guy. That was weird.
he
was being like real fucking, he like kept like opening up his arms like, hey, what's up? What's up? But then, he like backed him into the fucking turnbuckle and like gave him a hump. But he was a pretty good fighter, but it was a boring fight. And then the second one was like, okay.
Yeah, there's nothing worthy to mention on
no,
the second
really
one.
No, really not. But the third one was fucking
oh, my
crazy.
God. The two broads fucking fighting.
Yeah.
That was the most entertaining fight of the night, I'd have to say.
It was the only fucking real injury.
Oh, my fuck, man. That
fucking eyelid got busted open.
That bitch busted her eyelid open, and it was bad. It was flopping over her fucking eye. It was fucked up.
Yeah, I am surprised they didn't stop it, especially if it got fucking worse.
I did not know why they didn't stop it, but who cares?
Thank God.
Thank
Made it fucking entertaining.
Oh, my God. She should have won that, but that fucking Taylor, whatever her name is, I don't know. I don't care.
Irishman?
Yeah, the Irishman. The Irish woman.
Irish
she
woman.
Fucking, she did quite good in that.
I think her name was Patty O'Brien. Always after me Lucky Charms.
I think her name was St. Patrick. Drove all the snakes at a drunk.
St. Patricia.
St. Patricia. But on to the main event.
Yeah.
Logan Paul.
Waste of fucking
Logan fucking Paul. Jake Paul and Mike fucking Tyson. What a snooze
Stayed
fest.
Up late for that fucking garbage.
What a fucking joke. Bet fucking $65. Every bet was for fucking Tyson to win it.
Oh, yeah.
And he fucking didn't. What a goddamn joke.
Not only did he not win, I mean, he didn't fucking try.
He
commend
didn't.
The guy for being able to stay up, but I never thought that wasn't going to happen. I know he was going to stay up and
fucking,
he's
a fucking
take
tank.
The hits. Yeah. But he can also fucking hit like a tank.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But he just
but
didn't
I think,
do it.
I think halfway through, he kind of fucking thought to himself, man, I really need this $20, man. I really
That's why
need
he was
this
whispering
$20.
In his ear.
Yeah. And
come on.
Come on, man. Slow the fight down, man. I don't think I can do this anymore. He sounds like, why do I fucking sound like Michael Jackson?
Every time I bite my glove, I get $20.
Well, he got $20 million for that fight.
Yeah, I know.
Which is fucking disgusting.
He got $1 million every time he bit his glove.
And fucking Dave Portnoy bet $10,000 on Jake Paul, and he fucking got $92,000 in return.
That's fucked.
What a fucking doorknob, man. Fuck, that pisses me off. Why couldn't I win that fucking money? Why didn't I have a brain enough to think, well, this guy's fucking
'cause you don't do pizza reviews.
60. No, fuck. One bite pizza devours the whole fucking slice. Fuck Dave
Sounds
Portnoy.
Like someone we know.
Fuck this goddamn Mike Tyson, Jake Paul bullshit. And let's get it on to the sponsor of this week, which is absolutely fucking nobody. So we can say whatever the hell we want.
Sponsor this week is the sound of our own voices.
Yeah, unfortunately, you have to listen to them. But this week, every week, we like to do a segment called Album of the Week. Chief, what album are we reviewing this week?
Let's do Master of Puppets.
Master of Puppets. Now, I'm not the biggest Metallica fan, but they are pretty fucking good. Master of Puppets is probably one of the fucking best metal albums in
It's probably
existence.
Their best.
I
like Ride the Lightning.
Ride the Lightning's good, but Master of Puppets is probably their best selling.
Very good. Yeah, I mean, well,
I'm
no,
too lazy to
Black
look
album would be their best selling.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Dude,
oh,
that
fuck.
Fucking album made the mainstream. It's what blew them up.
Oh,
but
fuck.
As far as, their thrash metal shit, that's definitely their best.
Oh, God, yes.
Just objectively.
Master of Puppets, what's your favorite fucking song off that?
I'm going to go Orion.
Fuck yeah. Mine's either Orion or fucking Battery.
Those are, yeah.
Because that fucking shit makes you want to punch. It's like a monster.
Yeah,
you're coming home
to
punch.
You drank a whole fucking gallon of Monster, dude. Monster and Mountain Dew.
Well, Mountain Dew.
Makes you grow a shitty haircut and beat your wife.
Like Theo Von said, you know those guys are going home to punch after they drink
fucking,
that
they're
shit.
They're punching already.
Jesus Christ. But yeah, Master of Puppets, it's a great fucking album.
Yeah, no, it is.
But it's one of them albums where I don't listen to it often. Like, I've listened to it a few times, but just not as much as I should.
It's, yeah, I mean, like, for me, like I said, it was always Ride the Lightning was my personal favorite, but I've gotten really into Master of Puppets over time.
Oh, fuck.
And I will say it's a lot better than, like, their later ones. Like,
for their later ones.
Like, their later albums, like, they're like R. Kelly sheets.
Yeah, piss.
But shit, they're only 99 cents.
Yeah, because they're on fucking sale because nobody will buy them.
They're at the bottom of the bargain bin at Walmart.
I think the last Metallica album I listened to was Hardwired.
I don't like that shit.
It was garbo.
Yeah, no, it's... I don't know why they do it. Tax write-off.
You know what else is garbo? Losing $65 on that goddamn fight!
$65, boys.
Fucking $65. But yeah,
that's like one bottle of liquor. One bottle of liquor and a bottle of wine.
On Prince Edward Island. You go to Quebec, you could buy three bottles of liquor with that money.
Ain't that great. But you gotta go to Quebec, so...
Yeah, so that kind of
take it or leave it.
Fuck it, I'll pay the $65. But yeah, fucking Metallica, it's... I would say it's been a favorite, but it's one of them ones where if it came on, I wouldn't skip it. You know what I mean? But I wouldn't I wouldn't actively search out a song.
Used to be my favorite, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've grown really lukewarm to them recently. Just because they have a lot of fucking duds, I think.
Yeah, and Lars Ulrich fucking blows. Stream Metallica on Napster, everybody.
Yeah, go back to Napster. Fucking.
Let's bring back LimeWire.
At least Napster made you no money, and they told you. When it comes to Spotify, they're like, yeah, we'll give you fucking...
We'll give you three cents for every 100,000 view.
1 millionth of a cent per 10 plays.
Yeah, I thought they stopped giving out half cents in the fucking 50s. Jesus.
Yeah, at least then I got a lunch break.
Yes.
I don't get a lunch break for this shit.
Fuck. I finally made the pilgrimage to the Wild Impulse smoke shop today.
Oh, yeah? How'd that go?
I went in the wrong door.
Oh, that's a classic.
Yeah, it's like, oh, hey, I'm looking for the smoke shop. And there's a blow-up doll and a Moby Hughes.
The sex
and this
shop
and
Bonanza.
That.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my fuck. But went to the smoke shop. Fucking, they have a fucking selection and a half.
Yeah, they
do.
You're still trying to get that fucking blow-up joint.
Yes, the fucking, oh, my God, that motherfucker's big. It's like an 8-foot-long joint. I want that in my fucking den.
You got to fucking hang it up, though, too.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And then they also have, like, a skateboard that's raw. They have, like, a blanket. They have a lot of different shit.
They have a lot of shit there.
Yeah, they got shirts, too.
I bought one of them lighter buddies today, so it never fucking comes off your bong.
Yeah.
I can't wait to break that the third time I use it.
You got to go to the fucking, get the smoke buddy, go to the movie theater.
Oh, is that where you fucking blow into it?
Yeah, you blow into it and it doesn't fucking smell anything.
Oh, my God.
So what, like, the boys would do, they'd fucking take pens.
Yeah.
And they'd go to, or like, you know, the real fucking ones where you put the real shatter in. And not like that fucking distillate shit.
Oh, yeah.
And you fucking go there, you take a massive hit of that and you just blow into that thing.
Yeah, but the only issue is you can see the fucking movie halfway in between the screen and the projector because there's so much fucking smoke.
Well, no, it's...
It's like a hologram.
It goes away.
Does it?
Like, you blow it, it doesn't, like, barely anything comes out.
Oh, fuck.
I think so, yeah.
Where was this when I fucking needed it 5 years ago?
Well, we couldn't, it was illegal. That's what it was. No, but, like, I don't know. I wouldn't want to watch a movie bait because I'd probably run out crying. Not crying, but I'd be like, my heart would be racing. My heart would be crying.
Oh, yeah. I haven't gone to the movies since I started smoking dope. But I think going to the movies fucking high, I've been to the drive-in baked.
Fuck that.
That shit is fun. But you know what's not fun about the fucking movies is paying like $11 for a fucking medium popcorn. Who the fuck does that shit?
A medium? Try a fucking small.
Yeah, like what the fuck?
A small is like $8 or something.
You're paying out the pisser for a goddamn ticket to the movie. Then you gotta get gouged on popcorn.
Well, that's where they make their fucking money. Like a water is $5.
Yeah, it's
a
fucking
shitty 200-milliliter Dasani water bottle is $8 or $5.
Fucking stupid.
That's how they always do it. The fucking water is like super expensive, but the pop's only a little bit cheaper, so you might as well just get the pop.
Exactly. But they have a pretzel maker in there, so I don't really give a fuck. I'd pay the money for that.
But I remember back in the day, like, at least the popcorn was expensive even back then, but it wasn't as expensive. But
it was good, too.
You could get it, and they had the butter machine, and you could put as much
in. Oh, my
God. Now you got to pay extra for butter.
No, you don't.
Yeah, they give
really?
They give you, like, that fake shit.
Fuck off.
At least that's the last time I remember. Like,
no
way. You want to pay for butter, it's like an extra 50 cents.
That's
but like
fucking
that fake
stupid.
Shit, it's free.
Oh, that fake shit's the best shit, though.
No, butter's better.
Like, are you talking about, like, I know you were there recently. Like, are you talking about, like, the butter machines they have there? Yeah. And you can just layer that shit on?
Yeah.
That shit's good.
But it's not. I don't think it's that anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
What a fucking joke. So if you don't know our Cineplex Cinemas here in Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, it got ravaged by Hurricane Fiona, and they spent a year fucking renovating.
Oh, it took forever.
Like, the whole fucking roof fucked off.
That reminds me. I got a good story for this.
Oh, here we go.
So I was there. Oh, God. It would have been. Was it this Monday? Yeah,
I think it was.
Yeah, it was this Monday. It was Remembrance Day. Fucking dear old dad wanted to go to a movie, so I went with him. The fucking tickets were expensive, too. Like, it was, like, probably $30 for two tickets.
You know, that's kind of standard.
It's not bad, but, like, I remember it used to be, like, $7.50 for a fucking one ticket.
Oh, fuck,
you know?
Yeah.
But maybe that's just because I was younger. But
well, now they're just trying to pay off that reno.
Exactly. Well, insurance got that covered. Unless a little bit of Jewish lightning was at stake. How do you
I don't think that fucking hurricane was Jewish.
How do you start a hurricane? Oh. I don't know. I know how to start a fire, though. Anyways, so, of course, he took a few snacks, and I didn't, because I was like, fucking.
Bullshit, your fucking gut says otherwise.
Well, I had them on the way there.
couldn't help myself.
So we went in there, didn't get anything, and then we sat down. We were put in one of, like, the shittier places, where it's, like, right in the end.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's a pretty small, but it was nice. It was like, okay, it's the exact same as before. You're paying more, but your chair reclines a little bit.
Oh, they recline now?
You can, like, put it back. It's not like, you know, it's not like a
Well, no, it's not like a lazy
You can, like,
boy.
Put it back a little bit, yeah. But the chair's so fucking uncomfortable, you don't even want to. Like, your fucking, your ass is just begging to sit up.
Do they still have fucking 3D movies?
Maybe. That's kind of a gimmick, like,
you know how fucking old I just sounded there? They still have those fucking
I never liked them.
Movies.
They sucked.
No, they made my eyes hurt.
Yeah, and they just looked like shit. Because, like, mm-hmm. when you're wearing the glasses, like, you can see under them a little bit. It's
yeah.
Like, you look up and you go, oh, that looks like shit. It's all yeah. blurry. Like, okay.
It's like when you're fucking drinking moonshine.
Yeah, it's either moonshine, like a, it's like a drunk Stevie Wonder. It's like, it just
anyway,
looks like
continue
shit.
Your story.
So, yeah, so we went in there, and I don't remember what number it was, but we were at the very end. Minus one. There was one that was next to us that was the very end, and then there was us. So we sat on, like, the left side. And another thing, too, is now you have to pick which seat you sit in. So you have to pick, I'm going to sit in 18D or whatever.
Like, on the tickets?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck off.
So
are you serious?
It's fucking stupid. Yeah. So, like, when we picked it, there was, like, no one. And then as soon as we sat down, it was me and then him, and then there was a guy sitting next to us.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, well, we didn't see that. What the fuck? And so he sat on the other side of me because there was no one else there. It's like, because it was like, supposed, the movie was supposed to start at like 7:30. And here we are at 7:45, so 15 minutes after, and they're still playing ads.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking stupid. So anyways, the guy next to us, he had a whole bottle of, holy shit. He had a whole bag of popcorn to himself before the movie started.
Really?
The credits were still going.
Holy
And he came
fuck.
Back with it. He threw it in the garbage. He just had sticky hands. I was like, what the fuck, man?
What a moron.
He just sat there the whole time looking fucking sad. Anyways, so the movie finally starts.
What movie did you see?
I don't remember the name, but it was like this drama, mystery kind of thing.
Hmm.
Wasn't very good, but it was good. Like, you know, it's like a fucking...
Good production, shitty writing.
Yeah, it's like a broad with big tits, no ass. She looks good, and then she turns around and you go, oh, okay. Okay, that's... False advertising. Anyways, no.
Yeah, then you turn around and say, ah, fuck, it's my mother.
No, God forbid I turn around and she sees me. Start running.
Fuck, she'd have to owe you about 18 years worth of birthday presents.
And I'd owe her about 3 years of therapy. Anywho, so yeah. We're watching the movie. It's going well. You know, it's acted great. It's made great. Like, it sounds great. Fucking cinematography's great. But then... There's this scene where it's like, okay, there's these two characters talking. It's very serious. It's, you know, a drama. So they're just talking. And then all I hear is, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. All I fucking hear. It sounds like fucking Rambo is next to me. And I don't know. I thought it was part of the movie. And I was like, this is fucking odd. Like, why would they put, like, action music over this part of the movie? And then I thought about it. No. Wait a minute. I could feel it through my feet. That doesn't make sense. It was the room next to us. They were playing some fucking action movie or something.
Oh, fuck.
And the sound was bleeding through the walls. And I thought, there's no way. You're telling me they fucking made a movie theater and they didn't even think to go, oh, maybe they shouldn't bleed over each other. Maybe we should have soundproof. That never crossed their mind.
With these fucking renovations, they put some
You'd fucking think.
Well, you know what? It probably has soundproof, but it's so fucking loud, it just goes right through it.
It's, yeah, well, maybe. I don't know. It was fucking stupid. Like, you could feel it. It's the bass that carried through, really.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It just sounded like a fucking, like an army coming next to you. Like, the fucking drums were going. Like, holy shit. I'm going to get swarmed. But so we had to deal with that. And then there was, like, there were, like, people next to us. And it's like a fucking drama, right? But they're laughing. Like, the guy will make, like, a little quip.
Like, at a serious movie.
Yeah. But it'd be like if we were just talking and you said, like, oh, yeah, like, I got a girlfriend. And I was like, not in a million years. They go, oh. And I'm like, really?
Oh, they're one of
like
those
you can't
guys,
keep that
eh?
Inside? Like, Jesus. It's not that funny to where, like, it's laugh out loud. Like, you can keep that in. What are you doing? And it was, like, half of the fucking audience. It was the other side of the room.
I'm going to guess he was over the age of fucking 50.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah. They were definitely. They had kids and stuff. And they're making the kid. They're hitting the kids going, laugh, laugh, laugh. This is what adults find funny.
Yeah, this is adult cinema. You have to laugh
fucking
at their
annoying.
Shitty
it
jokes.
Was so annoying because, like, if it was, like, a funny thing and you just laughed, okay. But it was, like, so, like, I mean, like, come on. It's like your mailman saying fucking, like, tripping. And you say, hi, and you you just laugh for 5 minutes. Like, it's not that fucking funny.
Well, I mean, if Buddy trips in front of me, I'm going to point and laugh at him.
But not for, like, 10
Make sure he doesn't
minutes.
Do it again.
Oh, he won't because he'll quit that day. But anyway, yeah, it sucked. It was a shit experience. And the fucking popcorn sucked. It was expensive as shit.
So what are we saying? Don't go to fucking Cineplex Charlottetown.
Well, I mean, you know. Let's just say pirates never died.
I don't get that joke.
It was a joke about pirating.
Oh, yeah. Bring back Pirates Bay, bring back Napster, and bring back fucking LimeWire, motherfuckers.
123movies.com.
Oh, my God. I never got people who fucking did that. Like, people that record a movie on their fucking phone and upload it to these fucking free streaming sites, and they watch it and they eat it up. I don't get that.
Well, that was like Napster, too, because sometimes you'd click on something, it was the worst fucking quality.
Yeah, but that's what made it good.
You could, like, it was like someone playing in the background, and he's, like, fucking his girlfriend. So you're just hearing this song in, like, 240p quality. He goes, oh, oh. And you go, I think I downloaded the wrong version, boys.
Oh, this is Linkin Park, really?
Yeah.
This kind of sounds like shit.
Except it's fucking stinking furred.
Then you buy the CD, and oh, this is really shitty. This is even worse.
You buy the CD, and you go, holy fuck. What have I been listening to for the past fucking 2 years?
That's another thing that's obsolete nowadays is fucking CDs.
Yeah.
Like,
even the fucking cars can't play them anymore.
Right? Like,
it's
that's fucked.
Fucking USB
Bring
or
back
nothing.
The old 8-track players.
Those things are something else.
I say that like we've experienced this shit. We have not.
No, we're fucking hipsters when it comes to vinyl and shit. But it would be really cool
Don't brand me as a fucking hipster.
Well, you are, because that's what people who use vinyl are.
I'm going to respectfully disagree with that. Because hipsters have a man bun and a shitty haircut.
Yeah, but
and a shitty beard.
That's like
and
the
shitty
stereotypical
glasses
one.
And shitty clothes and just
that's
shit
like
all around.
That's like me saying, like, okay, you're wearing a flannel shirt with mustard stains on it. You got a beer belly. You got a red neck. You're a white person.
What am I saying?
You're
I'm
like
white.
You're like a few of those things.
Well,
you just
I'm,
don't have a
I'm
red
most
neck.
Of those things. It's the mustard is definitely there.
You just don't have the red neck and the white robe.
I don't have a neck at all.
Yeah, you got red chins.
Yeah. Yeah, a white robe. Speaking of a white fucking robe,
what?
Did you hear about those guys in, I think it was Cape Breton, the three firefighters that went to a Halloween party dressed as the Ku Klux Klan?
That's fucking stupid.
You didn't hear about that?
No, that's fucking stupid.
Oh, my
stupid.
God, man. The fucking the chief of police there tried to play it off as, oh, well, you know, they were dressed as ghosts, guys. Like, come on. Like,
they were dressed as ghosts. With torches and pitchforks. Nothing wrong with that.
I've never seen a ghost carry a
You never seen
before.
That Casper cartoon when you had the pork... oh, my God.
The pork pitch?
The porky
so
pig?
We should... That's all, folks. I should mention, ladies and gentlemen, we are fucking stoned to the gills right now.
Yeah, we...
We are smoking, what is it called? Zhongyi?
Zhongyi.
It is sativa. It is really fucking
you
good.
You forgot to mention the fucking sugar wax, too.
Oh, yeah, the quadruple A sugar wax concentrate. We're fucked up, and you should be, too. So, this is the part of the show where you kind of have to endure it the rest of the time. Roll a joint,
smoke
pour
break.
A drink, roll a drink, pour a smoke, get her fucking in ya, because it's Saturday and you have nothing else better to do than listen to us
probably
and get fucked up.
If they are listening to this, they're probably doing their laundry or making fucking dinner while they listen to it.
Probably.
So just stop doing what you're doing and roll a joint.
Exactly. Everybody deserves a joint on a Saturday.
Really, Sunday. Sunday is for relaxing.
Sunday's
for
the farmers, buddy.
The farmers, yeah.
If the farmers aren't working, I'm not working.
What are you farming these days, heifers?
Certified heifer hauler, buddy. Not in this household.
Yeah, they're waiting in the garbage cans.
Oh, my fuck. Raccooned me.
Don't go down to the factory, then.
No, fucking do that. They all look the fucking same. Speaking of any shows coming up down at the bars, do we have anything coming up soon?
There is a losers show going on.
When's that?
The 21st.
Thursday the 21st?
I think it is a Thursday.
Fuck yeah.
Which...
Do you know who else you're playing with?
Fuck. I don't want to fuck it up. I know it's June Body, which is a band from, I believe, Nova Scotia. And I think Green Eyes. I think they're...
Green Eyes Witch Hands are fucking really good.
Yeah, they are great.
They are good.
And they have quite the live show. It's something
fuck
like
yeah.
no other. It's really fucking fun and entertaining to watch.
Especially if you're drunk.
Well, that's anything.
$4.50 beer at
I mean, I'll watch fucking Roscoe trying to flush out a fucking pool ball with the shit snake.
Fuck, man. I don't think we've done it. Let's give a very huge shout out and thank you to the local patron, fucking Roscoe.
Roscoe's a legend.
That guy, fucking, he makes me live. That guy, I see that and I go, fuck, I'm going to be like that when I'm
old.
Boys,
you can't drink that fucking drink. I'll drink it for you.
You can't drink that fucking drink. Boys, what the fuck are we saying? We want to roll a doobie? Fucking Roscoe.
We smoked a joint with him.
We smoked a joint
with
Jesus Christ himself.
Well, yeah, he was best friends with him. He was actually college roommates with him.
Yeah, him and Moses both.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, that guy might be old, but he's seen a lot. Thank you, Roscoe, for everything you do.
Let's hope he's doing well, too.
What?
So let's hope he's doing well.
Yeah.
Because he was sick there for a bit.
He was sick for a while. And, thoughts and prayers go to Roscoe, man, because that guy... It'll be a sad fucking day if Roscoe goes.
Oh, everyone knows him. Everyone around town. Like
anybody
he goes to any
who
bar.
Spends time downtown has seen Roscoe.
Yeah.
And you have talked to him, and he is one of the best guys you'll ever fucking speak to. He's very
every
humble.
Single bar gives him free drinks and loves him. It's
fuck
quite
yeah.
insane. I'm
and
trying
I can
to get
see
to that
why
level.
They love him.
Well, yeah, it's obvious. He's a great guy.
Fuck yeah. Back to the losers. Enough Roscoe fucking glazing here.
Well, he is. I mean, he is sportsman. So.
He is sportsman, man. That is what makes Spo. First night I was ever there, I met Roscoe.
Really?
Yeah, I don't remember much, but yeah, no, that's
fuck,
that
would have been about almost 2 years ago.
Was it really?
It would have been like December 2022. Yeah.
Holy fuck. I have been a regular at Spo for 2 years, ladies and gentlemen.
And the membership has only happened this year.
Oh.
Or was it last year?
What?
I think it was this year. The membership. Yeah, it was this year.
Yeah, no, the membership happened in July of this year. Membership plug, ladies and gentlemen. Sportsman's membership. $45. 50 cents off select drinks and shots. Free cover. Skip the line.
I did see...
Get your fucking membership today.
Patent pending. I did see that Gizmo is doing a show. They didn't say where. They said to be announced, but they're doing a show here.
Oh,
around
nice.
Around Christmas time, I think it was.
Yeah.
So they might have another Christmas blowout.
That would be mint.
Because, man, we need another fucking Halloween blowout.
What?
Like we did last time.
Dude, Halloween blowout this year was really good, but the year before that, I got so fucked up.
Fucking beer.
I don't remember a lot.
With a fucking rounded fucking lineup. It was crazy.
What, Losers, Gizmo?
And Sweet Nectar.
And Sweet fucking Nectar.
And there's so many fucking people. And it's crazy because there's a lot of people that won't go to Sportsman's for whatever reason. Won't go to Sportsman's. Because they're idiots.
They are morons.
Uninformed swine. But they'll
uncultured
go to fucking...
fuckwits.
They'll go to Beer Garden.
Yeah, what's up with that? Because
they want to spend more on drinks.
Yeah.
Because they want to get harassed.
Well, you know, Beer Garden's outside.
Yeah, well, fucking Spo is your home.
Exactly.
And you should want to go home first.
Fuck yeah, you should. Like, Spo, listen, the only thing Sportsman's is missing is a fucking smoke deck. Because going up and down those stairs 13 times a fucking night, like, that's 26 round trips.
I mean, technically, that back room is a smoke room. So,
well,
if you crack the windows, they probably let you.
Well, let's hope. Because,
I mean,
hope.
I think it literally says on the door, fucking smoke room. Like, someone built it.
That's awesome. That was probably back in fucking 1985.
Oh, yeah. Here's another thing, though. Does Beer Garden have pool tables you can sleep on?
Fuck no.
Didn't think so.
Does Beer Garden have a poker table you can sit at and watch the fucking basic cable? Fuck no.
Does Beer Garden have drinks that are $4.50?
Is Beer Garden good? Fuck no. Not compared to Sportsman's.
It's not the worst, though. I can tell you that. It's not saying a lot, but it's not the worst.
No, it might be a fucking hole in the wall, but it's better than 90% of the shit you got out there.
Yeah.
Except the Old Triangle. The Old Triangle will be the spot for a Guinness.
It's the only place for Guinness,
the
as far as
only.
I'm concerned.
Do not split your Guinness with a fucking, what was it, a Radler?
A Radler.
What a joke.
Don't split it with anything, but yeah, don't split it with a Radler.
Well, like they say.
Split the G, though.
Split the fucking G up the raw. Like people fucking say. I don't know what people say. I'm a little too stoned for this.
I think people say Ross is drunkle and drunkle is gay.
Thanks for that. That's real nice.
Heard it through the grapevine.
The only grapevine you listen to is the empty wine bottle, buddy. Don't get me started.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
So what are you drinking tonight?
I don't know anymore. I'm kind of just drinking what is there.
Sneaky Pete Moonshine.
I guess
so. Backyard hooch.
Some backyard fucking hooch.
And we're so poor here, we're mixing it in an empty Alberta Premium bottle. And he's not even mixing it, just drinking it straight.
Well, first of all, mixer costs money.
That's true.
Some of us here don't, aren't related to Bill Gates.
Thank
and
fuck.
Second of all, some of us can't afford $40 a bottle of liquor.
Yeah, you gotta get that free shit, buddy.
Gotta get the fucking,
if it's free, I'll
the
drink
bucket
it.
Hooch.
Fuck yeah, the bucket hooch. That is the shit.
Oh, it is shit. Don't worry.
Yeah, I know. That's the shit that you fucking drink and you black out and you wind up under a park bench right outside a Sports Page.
And the paramedics are waking you up.
He's going to fucking hear that and he's going to lose his shit.
That's
shout out to a Mr. Reese Hunter. We love you and everybody loves you, buddy.
Call him out like that.
Fuck yeah. Old Splinter Dick. Fucking the goddamn, fucking the park bench.
Fucking
but I gotta
slits.
Say, that is gnarly. I've never done that.
Well, I mean.
You almost did.
Yeah. You could if you just hate yourself a little bit more.
No.
Like at a.
There's
at
no
a,
hate in
at
me
a
more.
Pinch of hate. And you'll do that.
No, I'd rather fall asleep on my fucking on my concrete floor in the garage. Because that way I can wake up and think, God, what a good night. Don't remember it, but it was a fucking good night.
Well, I mean, if you woke up under a park bench, you go, at least I got close. I mean, that's like 50% on the test.
Yeah, at least you tried.
Especially when you're waiting for an Uber.
Fuck. But that's, like, you're drinking the hooch, like, I can't fucking drink that shit. Like, it'll tear a fucking hole through my gut like nothing.
Well, fuck, what is left of your gut these days anyway?
Oh, quite a bit, if you've seen it.
Just like 3 pounds of Metamucil?
3 pounds of Metamucil and about 14 tabs of Tums. Heartburn ain't no joke, ladies and gentlemen.
And 7 ulcers.
Let's fucking hope not. Let's hope not. But fucking liquors, I cannot drink. After, ladies and gentlemen, there was this time where we drank a whole bottle of Myriad Straight Shine to ourselves. Now, when I tell you we were fucked up, I don't remember driving the big man home.
You should
home.
Also mention that.
I didn't drive.
We
shout
only
out to Mima.
Shots of it.
Shout out to fucking Mima.
We did not mix it whatsoever.
Yeah. No, we just fucking drank it straight from the bottle.
Like, yeah, consecutively. Like,
but
we didn't
it was,
stop.
There was one shot left between the both of us. And we were feeling great. Like, it was a perfect drunk.
Yeah.
Then we
exactly.
took that shot and everything went to hell.
Yeah, I don't.
Because I couldn't, like, it was hard to fucking see.
I just remember I got home. And I don't remember getting home. I don't remember even really being here after that point.
Jesus.
But I remember walking up the stairs. And I turned on my light, and I slumped down into my fucking bed, and I went...
Didn't you crawl up the stairs?
Yeah. I was dear... God. Like, my head was spinning so bad, I felt like I was going to puke. I was like, dear God, let me sleep. I forgot to turn the light off, so I had the light, and I was like, oh, fuck, my eyes hurt from that. But I'm so over the shit. I just put the fucking pillow over my head. I said, dear God, let me sleep. I passed the fuck out. Thank God, because I would have been fucking miserable.
See, all these fucking atheists out there, they deny God, but when they're hugging the goddamn toilet bowl, they're praying that it never happens again. That's the thing,
though. Even if you are fucking religious, you're like, oh, God, if you save me here, I'll never fucking drink again the next day.
Rum and Coke?
Let's test it again.
Or how we have it here in the Maritimes, a rum and Pepsi.
Yeah, rum and Pepsi.
That's the only way to have fucking rum. Or
a Pepsi with a bag of Old Dutch.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, my God. The old dirty bag of Old Dutch fucking 2 for $5 at Sherwood Pharmacy. That shit, that was the fucking best.
It still is.
It still is, but the price has gone up. Whatever happened to chips popping a bar for fucking, like, $5?
Trudeau.
Thank you, Mr. Castro. You have ruined everything.
Oh, it sucked. I remember doing that during middle school for sure.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Look, you know, nowadays, if you go down to Buns and Things for lunch, they give you a free cookie.
See, do they really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going there for lunch.
You're not fucking 13 years old.
I don't give a fuck. I'll ring the bell a few times. Can I get free cookie? Can I get cookie? I'll go in there with my bike helmet on. They'll fucking serve me
bring
free your
cane
shit.
Too.
I gotta pretend to bite my ear a little bit too. I can't get free cookie. Walk out.
Can I get a brownie? close enough. It ends in E, so.
Well, I've heard fucking Buns and Things has like the best lasagna on the island.
I don't know. I don't know if I've had the lasagna, but they have a lot of good shit there. You want your fucking...
They do. Their bagels are supreme.
Yeah, your bread and shit.
See, I like their bread, but I cannot eat a loaf of bread that goes bad in 2 days. Not saying it's a bad thing. It doesn't have any preservatives or anything in it. But it's a struggle for me to eat a fucking whole loaf of bread in 2 days.
I can maybe eat two. Like, and then I just...
Two loaves of bread?
No, fuck off.
Jesus Christ.
Two slices.
Two slices. Yeah, but... What is, like, we're fucking baked, so we're going to get real philosophical here. What is the best fucking sandwich?
Oh, I don't fucking know. Whatever's the cheapest on the menu. Whatever the wife's willing to make.
Which
is usually a fucking slap sandwich.
Yeah, knuckle sandwich. Fuck. No, I would have to say the best sandwich is the classic PB&J.
Over BLT?
Okay, I changed my answer. BLTs done the drunkle way. Oh, buddy. That is the shit.
I saw someone salivating.
I'm fucking...
I fucking Pavlov'd you.
You hear fucking... I hear bacon, and it's just... I'm fucking... It's like I got a drool bucket
you
under me.
Start spelling it out now.
Yeah.
So you don't hear it.
Yeah, BACON. God, I wonder what he's talking about.
What the fuck did he just say?
Bacon. Food? Yeah, no. The people who haven't seen us in real life, we are big fat fucks. So... We like our food.
Well, I thought I was going to stay anonymous, but I guess not. Now they know. I'm just a fat... Like, how many fat guys are there?
I can't count on my fingers.
Do we look like the other fat guys, or do we look different from the other fat guys?
Oh, no. See, we have style.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, no. These big fat fucks, they think they can fucking rip off Drunkle's Hawaiian shirts
and the fedora. And the flip-flops.
The fucking flat cap, the Hawaiian shirt.
The cargo shorts
and socks and sandals are trademarked by Drunkle Ross. So, whoever tries to cramp my style...
You're always wearing a condom, just
have a
in
drink.
Case.
I don't have a joke for that.
Just in case.
I might wear a fucking condom, but I'm not wearing a finger condom on that brick of yours.
Finger condom?
A finger condom.
I think they call that a glove.
Have you never seen a finger condom?
Well, it's just like the extra small ones?
No, it's like, almost like that. They go right over your fucking finger. It's like a fucking glove.
That's fucking stupid.
But minus the rest of the glove.
That's stupid.
It is stupid.
As soon as I thought of that, I thought of...
What, finger condoms or your condoms?
Oh, fuck yeah, of course. Always on the brain. But, I was at Quebec. I was in Quebec there. And,
Some
of the bathrooms... Yeah, I know, right? Some of the bathrooms you go there to, you fucking... They have, like, those condom machines in the fucking...
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, I don't... It always seemed like a movie thing, but I guess they're real. Well, yeah, every once in a while they have them. And it says, if you translate it, they have, like, the big size, they have the normal size, and then they have Asian size.
No! Are you
That's
serious?
That's what it's called.
That's fucking funny. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's fucking great.
And I sold them out, too.
Of course you did. Fuck. I don't have a fucking
There's
follow-up for that.
There's nothing left.
It's like you eating out. Fuck, nothing left. And we're not talking about a woman. We're talking
no
about
lesbian.
Going out to the restaurant and buying out the whole place. You know, I've heard you're actually a magician. You make all the buffets disappear.
Oh, that's true. It was either that or COVID. They talk them all out.
Fuck COVID. We said we were going to go on a COVID spiral there last episode, but we didn't. I don't think we did. So we're going to start this one off with fuck COVID. Those were some of the best years and worst years of our lives.
I was going to say 2020 was actually one of the best years.
It was
I've
fucking
had.
Fun. But online schooling can suck my fat knob.
It didn't count.
Well, the first year it didn't count. Like, when we were in fucking grade 11, like, we did that online schooling shit.
Yep.
I think it was grade 11.
It was.
Okay. No, because I thought...
Yes. Yep, it
yeah,
was.
But I thought grade 11, they just gave us an exemption for the whole year. In grade 12, we did online schooling for like 2 weeks.
It sure wasn't grade 11 second semester?
No, grade 11 second semester was a write-off. Like,
oh,
we could
okay.
hand in fucking projects, but we wouldn't lose marks.
Right.
Which was
okay.
fucking mint. I still
I
passed
know.
Bio
yeah,
by
maybe
53.
Then. Maybe that's the case, but either way, like, I never fucking went to any of those. As soon as I found out, like, okay, I'm home 24/7 now, but I still got to wake up and go to class at 8 in the morning.
It's
no.
fucking stupid.
No. How about no?
How about no, Scott? How about no?
Fuck that shit.
Fuck no. Online schooling was fucking stupid. You know what wasn't stupid? Walking down to our local needs and spending like $100 a week on fucking Mountain Dew kickstarts every day.
Yeah, well, buddy got so upset. Like, he felt bad for you.
Yeah, he looked at me and said,
discount.
Dude, you can't even afford new clothes. You're coming in here buying this shit?
Where's your shirt?
Hey, buddy, no shoes, no shirt,
normally
no
service. Normally we have to kick you out, but...
But
we'll
for you, Drunkle, there's an exception. We don't have liquor, and that's how they kick me out. As soon as they say they're at a liquor, it's like, well, fuck, I guess I'm going to Mel's.
Oh, for you, Drunkle, we have an exception. We're going to escort you up with the police.
Yeah, we've already locked the door. We've called the cops. Let's just take her easy, buddy.
We're going to throw you on the ground, put some handcuffs on you, and beat the shit out of you. We're going to put a bag over your head and start kicking you in the face.
Oh, now it got real cartel-like. Jesus. But no, like, 2020 was great, like, going for fucking walks while the streets were bare, like, that was something.
Oh, yeah. It was different.
It was 2020 was the year the world shut down.
Yeah,
it And
it sucked.
Was fucking, like, I want to say it was chaotic, but we had gas prices that were 75 cents a liter. Bring
it's
those
true.
Prices back.
Where's the funds?
WTF, Mr. Speaker. Where's the funds?
Fucking gas sucks.
Yeah, I don't drive, so I don't give a fuck.
I know you don't. Well, you need gas in those fucking glutes of yours.
Oh,
Jesus. Doing so much work.
Fuck, just sitting down in the chair, they're
Hold
screaming, get off me! Jesus Christ.
That's what he said in the toilet.
Oh, fuck. No, 2020,
fucking bathtubs
man.
Got stretch marks.
Hey, I don't take baths. Come on now. I like that.
Your shower's got stretch
natural
marks.
Scent. I'm kidding. My shower's got stretch marks.
Yeah.
Coming, you know what? You're the first... I can't even say it.
You broke the tiles in the bathroom.
No, that's just for me tripping out of the tub. Fuck. You're the only guy I've ever seen with a fucking sweater with stretch marks on it.
I'm the only guy I've ever seen. He's got a tuxedo with a zipper. The
Yo
buttons
cousin
don't fit.
Vinny style.
Broke every button I had.
But I think the real question of this whole tirade was, would you go back to 2020 for the year if given the opportunity?
I wouldn't go back to any year. Because as
fair.
Much as I love the past and as much as I miss being a kid, actually that's a good story to bring up. Because I was fucking watching some SpongeBob and I was thinking, you know,
hell yeah.
They always say like when you're younger, you see SpongeBob as like the good guy, Squidward is like the fucking annoying, you know, he's the older guy.
Squidward's a fucking
he's a
ass.
Cynic, yeah. But when you get older, it's the opposite. You're yeah, SpongeBob's kind of annoying. Squidward is the one we relate with.
Yeah, like Squidward hates his fucking life. Yeah. And I think 90% of the people that are on this earth right now fucking feel the same way as
yeah, him. Yeah, that's how it is.
Shitty 9-to-5 job with a crab as a boss and an annoying fucking coworker.
Oh, it's
that's
fucking
a sponge.
That's all you do. And you want to be a musician, you want to be an artist, but everyone fucking thinks you suck. Which, if you're being honest, too, everyone feels that. You've always wanted to do something, and everyone's told you it fucking sucks. You should not quit your day job. You should fucking just stop while you're ahead.
Well, I tell you to fucking not quit your day job, but you don't have one.
Yeah. Well, sorry, I could say the same thing to you. Don't quit your day job, and it wouldn't mean shit to you.
No, don't quit my night job.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck. Hey, I bathe in the moonlight, buddy. That's how I got
you
this.
You don't
nice
fucking bathe
tan.
At all.
Hey, no, I don't, because the fucking bathtub's got stretch marks. Come on now. Fuck. Oh, fuck. But no, I feel that. Squidward is an asshole, but he's a relatable asshole.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I wouldn't want a fucking sponge as a neighbor.
Fuck no. I wouldn't want a starfish as a neighbor. Those dirty fucking starfish that live under a fucking rock. I wouldn't have them as my neighbor, not in my neighborhood.
No, because he's not paying taxes. He's getting an exemption.
Well, he lives under a rock. He doesn't know what taxes are.
That's true. Fucking, but anyways, getting back to what we were saying. No, I wouldn't go back because I just realized it's not worth it.
That's fair.
Cause
that's
I mean,
really fair.
It's like a fucking, it's going to feel nice for a bit and then you're going to go, eh, never mind. Because you only remember the good stuff. You don't remember the fucking shit.
And unfortunately, there was a lot of bad shit during
exactly.
that. Because you were cooped up in your fucking house. You didn't know what to do. So I just went on and fucking screamed slurs at people on Call of Duty.
You still do that now.
No. I don't want to get banned. I spent too much money. So I just do it with my mic off.
Exactly. You make you make hand signs.
Well, that's just so the fucking deaf can hear me. Did he just say what I thought he said?
Oh, man. That Helen Keller, though.
That Helen Keller. Now, that's a good debate. Was Helen Keller a fucking fraud?
I don't think so.
Really? Because I think it was just her fucking, her interpreter that said, oh, she's a genius, she's this and that. She was blind, deaf, and fucking dumb. How the fuck can she fucking, how could she even sound out the word apple when she doesn't know what the fuck it means?
I went on a date with her, and I thought it was pretty well. She never talked back.
Well, that and she was blind, too. She said, you have the biggest dick I've ever seen. You said, honey, you're pulling my leg.
Yeah. No, it was a fun night, though. Well, she didn't really say that. It was kind of hard to tell what she said.
No, it was more, Translation, fun night.
And that was the night I learned I should go on some acne cream. She was reading my face all night.
That was a good one. I haven't heard that one before.
Like, she turned into an astrology chick. She thought she was hitting the fucking all of them. She's like, oh, they're Sagittarius?
Yeah. Oh, my God, that's a southern cross. Wait a minute, that's a nose. Fuck. Yeah, no, like the old saying goes, Helen Keller walked into a bar, then a table, then a chair.
A chair, yeah.
Fuck.
Why did Helen Keller's dog run away?
Why?
You'd run away, too, if your name was...
Did you know Helen Keller had a dog?
Did she?
Did you know that?
Did she?
Well, you might not know that, but neither did she.
Oh, wow.
Fuck. Well, that's enough disabled people slander for now. Let's give it a minute. All right, minute's over. Right. Let's keep going.
All right, it's over.
Fuck no, only Helen Keller.
Where the fuck do we go from there?
So, you like weather?
I used to get, when I was younger, I used to get Helen Keller and Anne Frank mixed up.
You know what? Now that you fucking mention it, so did I.
Because they were both like, these are women you should know about. I'm like, well, I don't know which one's which. Because I don't know why. I always think, I thought Anne Frank was the fucking, was the deaf blind one.
I don't know.
And then Helen Keller was just some woman.
Jesus.
Yeah, I got really confused. That was one I mixed up a lot. Fucking, what about you? Did you ever mix that up?
Oh, yeah. No, and like I said, now that you mention it, like, it all came back. And it's like, son of a bitch. I didn't learn anything in school.
I don't even think Americans know who Rosa Parks is, though.
I don't know, man. Like, they know her, but they say, like, they go, oh, yeah, like, Rosa Parks, yeah, fuck yeah. What is she famous for? Well, you know.
She wrote the Constitution.
Yeah. Yeah, back of the Constitution.
What did Rosa Parks do? She had a dream one time. Oh, okay. All right. So much for that.
But no, that's you know what? We'll go on that topic of fucking school. I don't think I'll ever fucking use sin, cosine, tangents, the Pythagorean theorem in my day-to-day life.
Just because you won't use it in your day-to-day life doesn't mean it's not a bad thing to know.
Okay, like, I won't fucking use it at all unless I'm building fucking roof trusses.
Still, man. It's not a bad thing to know because it helps expand your brain. It's the same thing as, like, I'm never going to use, like, or not, I shouldn't say never. Never say never. But most of the time, I'll never fucking use an Oxford comma. But good to know it.
See, I do. I'm going to be that fucking loser. I have proper punctuation, you know?
Yeah, I'm talking about in regular speech. You're not writing every day.
Well, no.
Like, I don't use a fucking semicolon when I'm talking. But it's good to know what that is.
No, you just slur. I don't use a semicolon.
Oh, yeah, I'm the biggest run-on sentence there is. There's so many fucking ands.
But no, the thing about school should be fucking teaching you how to pay your taxes, how to fucking get a job, how to own a house.
I do agree with
that. How to manage your money.
Because I don't know how to do any of that shit.
No. I blow all my money on Uber fucking Eats.
The only thing I learned is put it all in your wife's name. So that way, if they come after you for not paying taxes, you got no fucking assets.
There you go.
And that's not illegal.
And they arrest her. And third divorce later, they don't know which one to pick.
Well, no, what happens is you keep getting fucking sued, and they go, your wife gets pissed at you, and then she leaves, but she only takes half. You get half the car.
Hey, man, half of nothing, still nothing.
Give me, like, the half that has the radio. I'll be fine. You can take the other half of the car.
Fuck yeah. Just give me the fucking radio out of it and get out of my life.
Oh, I've heard that before.
I think we both have.
Walking down fucking Hooker Alley.
Oh, well, so,
Ken's Corner.
So your fucking mother said that?
I could have been. I don't know. I didn't see her face. Somebody scat. I couldn't tell. But I'm fucking, walking down Ken's Corner.
Jesus. Ken's Corner. Let's give a shout out to Ken's Corner for being the shittiest convenience store known to man.
Well, it's better now.
Where they're behind bulletproof glass and they have door locks under the table. But yeah, it's better now. It was shitty for a while.
That's like every store in Halifax.
See, I haven't been to Halifax.
Bulletproof glass
that
make you fucking hit a button to get in.
I've been off the island fucking like 5 times. And it was not further than fucking Halifax.
It was also fucking those Costco roast chickens.
I've never been to Costco.
Really?
I have never been. But I heard, like...
Did you hear?
I heard that
that's what everyone's
you can't
about.
Even get into Costco without a membership.
I don't think so, yeah.
That's fucked.
I don't know how it works. I haven't been there either.
We're getting a fucking Costco.
Yeah, apparently. Who cares?
Excuse me. Still I think we mentioned that last episode.
Overpriced garbage anyways.
It is.
All of it is. Everything.
It's all bulk. It's all bulk garbage.
Yeah, it's expired by 3 years, but hey, it's cheap.
Well, you know what? I don't know if you've ever fucking went to these, like, you know them discounter stores?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If you go there and you buy, like, food and shit from there, it's fucking out of date.
But, I mean, most of it is good because it's, like, that fucking, like, you
cheap.
Know, the Cheese Whiz and shit. Like, it lasts
fuck
for
yeah.
years and centuries, actually.
Yeah, Cheese Whiz would survive
but if you,
the goddamn nuclear holocaust.
If I bought a fucking thing of blueberries and you told me it was 3 years old, I'd go, okay. Maybe I'm going to skimp on that.
Yeah. But, like, those discounter stores, they got a lot of weird shit in them. And I like that shit.
Like what?
Well, food-wise, like, they have, like, all different kinds of shit. Like I don't know. Like, they, I fucking saw, I don't know if you can buy them in, like, superstores or something like that. But, like, I know they have, like Jesus Christ. I got to stop stuttering. Holy fuck. That's all, folks. We're ending the podcast now. Those discounter stores, like, they have, like, all the frozen foods. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, all the Chinese shit that you couldn't find in the fucking, that you couldn't find in the regular supermarkets. Like, them
yeah.
fucking $5 spring rolls, motherfucker. Something like that.
Oh, yeah. No, they have a lot of shit there, too. They have, like, fucking, like, frozen lobster and shit, too.
Do they really?
I think so. Like, a lot of weird, random stuff you wouldn't think of. Plenty of fucking frozen burgers and shit and Hot Pockets.
Oh, fuck yeah. But that's, you know what, I just thought, that's another thing about Costco coming here. Price Mart's going to go out of business. Because all
so?
Their shit is Kirkland and Costco fucking shit.
I don't know if they'll go out of business. There's still going to be plenty of people that don't have a membership, but...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. But I mean, if fucking Costco comes here, a lot of people are gonna.
People are gonna go there for 2 months ago.
Fuck
I heard
this.
Sobeys having a deal, and then just walk away.
Hey man, I'd rather
back.
Go to fucking Sobeys over goddamn superstore. Fucking Loblaws.
They're all the
suck
same. They're all the fucking same.
They are all the same, but Sobeys meat quality is a lot better than fucking Loblaws.
But costs a fucking lot too.
Who cares? It's quality over.
I
quality,
care
because
it's still overpriced.
Yeah, that's true. But it's still good shit. I mean, they sell Newfoundland Screech coffee, so I can't complain.
Do they still do that?
Oh, yo, fuck yeah. That shit's good, but it tastes like fucking molasses. I fucking hate molasses.
Yeah, it tastes like fucking rum.
Yeah, well, I see. I don't find it tastes like Newfie Screech to a T, because it doesn't fucking burn my eye holes when I open the cap. It doesn't make me want to kiss a cod, but...
Well, after drinking a whole bottle of Newfie Screech, you might just have to kiss anything.
Yeah, my fucking toilet.
Well, you'd be kissing the toilet.
God, let me live. I'll never drink again. And the next day, I crack open the same bottle.
Well, that's when you just don't give a fuck. You're like, yeah, you know, most people shouldn't put their head in a toilet seat, but I don't care anymore.
Well, let's bring up that fucking story of you waking up on my fucking air mattress me drinking the Newfie Screech at like 5 a.m. Do you want to tell that fucking story? Because I don't remember a lot of it.
I don't either. That's the thing.
So I'm pretty sure that night you brought over like Blue Lobsters and shit like that. All the shitty coolers. And I had a few, like a Black Fly or something.
I think it was White Rum.
Ugh.
A couple Blue Lobsters. And I think you had whiskey.
Screech. No, I had the Screech.
Oh, yeah, Screech. That's what it was. So we were just getting fucked up, and I was a little naive dumbass. And I thought, well, if I just get, you know, if I just mix them all together and make some jungle juice, I'll be all fucked up. And I did that, and I did it a few times, and I just ended up getting real fucking sick. And then fucking puking and shit. And then woke up in the morning, and, well, I would say the morning. It was probably like 6 in the fucking morning.
Oh, yeah, it was early. It was still
super
dark out.
It was probably, it was super fucking early. It was in the summertime. So I woke up, my fucking head spinning like a fucking sore bitch. I open my eyes and I see this prick sitting over there playing some video games.
Team Fortress 2.
Yelling his ass off. And he's got a coffee with him. He sees me awake, goes, oh, how you doing? Feeling better? Yeah, I guess so. Hey, you want some of the coffee? Yeah, sure, why not? Take a sip of his coffee. There was no coffee in it.
Oh, no,
it was straight Screech.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was fucking great.
And it's because as I was fucking about to drink it, I could smell it first.
Ugh.
And that's what fucking set me off.
But see, that night,
stench.
That night when you got real fucked up, like you were fucking hugging my fucking, you were hugging my toilet. And shout out again to fucking Mima for making 20 taquitos that I scarfed
you
the
ate
fuck
all
down.
Of them.
Every single one of them.
Then you fell in a suitcase.
Well, no. See, I thought there was a suitcase downstairs and I thought it was a little stable, right? It's like, I could sit on this. No. I fucking went right through that, and I couldn't get out of it, so I was like, fuck it. I just had the tray of taquitos, listening to you, like, in the fucking shitter.
I'm so violent.
And
I don't
oh,
get
my
it.
God. The fucking drunk pukes are the worst.
No, but that's every puke. I'm
really?
Violent. Like, it, my body fucking hates it. It wants it gone.
That, yeah.
It doesn't even give it a postcard. Doesn't give it a slap on the ass or anything. Just says, get the fuck out.
See, I think the last time I fucking puked when I drank was
yesterday.
What?
Yesterday.
Oh, fuck no. I didn't drink yesterday.
Today?
Yeah.
Later today.
Yeah, hopefully, after drinking that moonshine. But no, when I fucked the last time I drank and I actually puked, it was this shitty fucking margarita mix.
Oh, yeah, that's the problem.
Oh, my God, it was bad.
Like
it was something else.
I like some liqueurs, but I can't imagine drinking that whole bottle fucking
straight.
Oh,
dude. It killed me because I was on the fucking Captain Morgan sliced apple.
Good shit.
It was good shit. I can't drink it anymore because of that night. But I was drinking the Morgan sliced apple. And one of the boys brings out this margarita mix. He goes, here you go. Fucking try that. Get that in you. And I fucking don't like tequila. And
you loved it that night.
Oh,
though.
I adored it. I fucking drank that shit. And this is Drunkle's method to sobering up. If you feel yourself fucking stepping off the edge of that bridge where you're just way too fucked up, Go eat a fucking slice of bread.
That's a good point.
Because it'll soak up the liquor. That night, I didn't fucking, it didn't soak up the liquor.
That night, or sorry, that's a good point, though. Now we know a reason to buy the bread from Breads and Things.
There you
How
go.
How you'll eat in 2 days, you get really fucking drunk, eat the whole loaf of bread, you'll feel better.
But there you go.
Yeah, that's your go-to.
My go-to is just a fucking, either that or fucking peanut butter on that bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Like, fucking slice of bread, get that in you. In 20 minutes, if you're not feeling better, you better hold the fuck on. Because it's not going to be fun.
Hold on to something, bite your lip, and give it hell. We're going to get through this.
Good Lord, boy. What did you eat?
Because that margarita mix was like, it had the texture, or maybe not the texture, but it looked and... It had the substance of, like, fucking pineapple juice.
Yeah, it looked like fucking trucker piss.
No, it had too much white in it.
it was cloudy, though.
If it was, like, straight yellow, then it would be, because it's completely dehydrated.
Yeah.
It looked like pineapple juice, yeah.
But the
like
only, the God bless you, the only fucking tequila drink that I will drink is fucking tequila and iced tea in the summer. That is my go-to refresher for summertime.
And tequila and jizz.
Thank you, Norm MacDonald. But no, I can't drink fucking tequila. Another thing that I can't drink is fucking gin. I used to love gin.
I don't like it anymore.
Like, it was like 2 weeks before Christmas. I'll tell you two stories. I was out fucking Christmas shopping with one of the boys. Mm. He'll know who he is. And
sadly.
I brought a fucking one of them, I don't know what you call them, like the tumblers or whatever you call them. Whatever they're fucking called. I brought one of them, and it was fucking, it was like two parts gin, one part tonic. Mm-hmm. And we went to like Home Depot, fucking Walmart, but then we went to the dollar store afterwards. And that's
greatest
when I felt it fucking kick in. So before it was like, hey, I wonder if so-and-so would like this. Second fucking thing I look at, I wonder if they like this. Oh, fuck.
I don't know how you drink that tonic, man. I don't.
I
like
love tonic
I
water, or whatever it's called. Tonic, I guess, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking good, but after me fucking drinking that gin, I can't do it. And it was the Myriad straight 50% fucking
oh,
gin.
That shit's gross.
But, like, that time was bad. It's like, I came over, like, I gotta go the fuck to bed. But it was, I think, like, 2 weeks before Christmas, and I had, like, the rest of that Myriad straight gin left. And I thought, fuck it, I'm gonna get fucking drunk. So I drank two of those tumblers worth of fucking, like, 2-in-1 gin and tonic. I got so fucked up, like, so fast. And it was, I had to go to bed. And I got into bed, and it's like, I'm going to fucking puke. So it's like, I get up to go to the shitter, and before I fucking even reach the door, it's just all over my fucking carpet.
That's the other exit strategy, is just go the fuck to bed.
Oh, yeah. No, it'll work. You might feel like shit in the morning, but it'll work.
Oh, you will feel like shit in the morning. I can't go to bed, though, because I get the spins. Off the
yeah,
liquor.
It's like a roller coaster.
Yeah, so, and closing your eyes just makes it 10 times worse.
Oh, fuck.
So, yeah. I don't fucking, but it gives me, you say it gives you like a good sleep. Usually,
no,
like.
No, it doesn't. It gives me a good sleep, but I don't sleep for long.
Okay, it doesn't give me either. I can't
really
sleep. I don't sleep for long, and I sleep like shit. Usually what happens is, like, if I'm really fucked up, I wake up, like, maybe 2-3 hours later. Completely dehydrated, tongue is sandpaper, really got to piss. So what I'll do is I'll wake up, go to the fridge, get some fucking ice cubes, put them in, put like fucking 8 of them in water, and just fucking drink the shit out of that. And then
oh,
I go,
fuck yeah.
Oh, I'm really tired right now. And then I go back to bed, and then I have a pretty good sleep.
But see, the thing
still
is,
another great.
Like, when you go to bed drunk, you're almost guaranteed to wake up hungover.
Every time, yeah.
But like, if you wait for that drunk to kind of fuck off, and you go to bed, you're not going to feel like shit because, like...
I've done that, yeah.
Well, it works. For me, it works. It might not work for you fucking schmexy people out there, but Drunkle's hangover cure. Write this down.
Never stop drinking.
That, too. You can never be hungover if you're never sober. But Drunkle's hangover cure is a black coffee, 2 sugar, a fucking joint, and a big plate of fucking scrambled eggs and toast. A little bit of hot sauce on that bitch to give it a kick. And that is the fucking cure.
I have done the fucking, like, you're up past the time you're really fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
And you go to bed and you're not that bad. Usually, though, what happens is, like, you get home and that's when it all hits you. Because you have that social high going
oh,
when you're
fuck
out
yeah.
at a bar
or
something.
Even if it's when you get in the car, when everything stops and you're just silent, it's like, uh-oh.
I don't feel like you don't feel that drunk. At least I don't feel that drunk. And then when, like, yeah, exactly. You're saying the noise dies down, you have time to collect your thoughts.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I'm more fucked than I was. Because it happens so many times where I get home and I'm like, I'm going to crack open another fucking beer. I get home.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Oh, God. I drink like a sip of it. I'm like, all right.
I can't
waste
do this.
Of a fucking. I'll drink that in the morning.
So
flat beer helps too.
Flat beer does help, but it tastes fucking disgusting.
Oh yeah.
Flat Corona is the only flat beer I'll have. Corona tastes like fucking skunk piss anyway, but I fucking like it.
That's on Bud.
Well, anything compared to Bud Light is fucking good. Like fucking trucker piss in a fucking jug found under the goddamn bridge. That's better than Bud Light.
So Ray's good liquor.
Ray's good liquor. So speaking of fucked up, we're going to do a little segment called Drunkle's Bowl, where mid-podcast, Drunkle's going to take a bowl.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Chief, entertain us for a minute.
Okay, Drunkle is taking a fucking bowl. He's got the lighter,
live
buddy,
commentary,
or whatever it's called. So he can't lose his lighter. It's like a fucking, it's like that backpack you put on that one kid that keeps running away. So you can never lose them.
I forgot there was concentrate in that. This is going to be a real good fucking second half of the podcast.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm talking about, though? You ever see those kids? Like, they have the long-ass fucking
yeah, because
string.
They have, like, fucking ADHD, and they can't sit still. They're
yeah,
run away
they run
on
off.
You.
So it's like the fucking, they got, like,
ooh,
a backpack
good.
That's like a monkey. It's got a long-ass tail. You can just hold on to it. It's like it's a leash. That's what it is.
Yeah, but I haven't seen those in recent years.
Not recent years, but.
But back in the day, they were big.
It's because they're on their fucking phones.
Oh, dude, don't get me fucking started on that shit. Oh, God, that bowl's getting me real fucking, real patriotic now. Yeah, don't give your fucking kids an iPad or an iPhone when they're fucking 4 years old.
See, that's bad, yes, but it's also the parents that are on their fucking phones all day.
Oh, fuck yeah. Parents do not parent nowadays. No. They fucking slap a tablet in front of their kid and say, hey, just fucking entertain yourself. And they fucking do. And that's how you lose a relationship with your fucking
parents.
Then
you have those fucking rich kids, and they got the fucking, the nannies do everything.
Oh, yeah, they got more of a relationship
with the parents
are
out
fucking
fucking random people and on
yeah,
their phones.
Hitting golf balls and drinking fucking mimosas at 12 a.m. while the nanny's like, would you like another coffee, sir?
They're always British. I never got that.
Well, in the movies they are.
Yeah, well, you know.
Alfred.
I never saw a butler in my life. You think I've seen a butler?
No, we live on Prince Edward Island. Everyone here is poor, and we don't know what the fuck a butler is.
At least
so.
A butler gets paid.
Yeah.
I don't get paid for a living. That's
no,
asking
you get taxed
like,
for a living.
That's asking a lot these
you get
days.
Fucking taxed.
You do. It's the only two things that are certain in life. Death and taxes.
Pierre fucking Palmolive says, axe the tax on the carbon tax. I say axe the tax on the fucking liquor. Fuck
yes.
The sin tax. Fuck the tax on your liquor.
Yeah.
I could fucking brew it in my basement and do it tax-free, but I'm not because it's fucking
tax.
Illegal.
Well, allegedly. You allegedly did that.
Hey, listen. Everybody, you got to listen to this because
that moonshine we're drinking is allegedly made in someone's backyard.
Allegedly, not confirmed.
No, I didn't see anything.
No, neither did I.
I'm
but
blind, actually.
If you take anything out of this podcast, just think, everything is legal until you get caught. Act accordingly.
It's true. And if my aunt had balls, she'd be my uncle.
Don Cherry, the legend. He was right.
He was right.
He was fucking right.
Yeah, we saw nobody with poppies. So.
Nobody. It was
even,
desolate.
Even the older boys, the older broads, they fucking no one.
No.
They are not wearing them. No one is.
You know where I got my fucking poppy this year? Sportsman's.
Really?
Put a dollar in the tin can and took me a poppy from Sportsman's.
That's how it should be done.
Fuck yeah.
Well, now a lot of people also just don't carry change around, which I think is stupid. Cash
yeah,
is king.
Yeah, but the thing is, these fucking guys, like these little old vets are sitting at their fucking, they're sitting at the table at the exit of the fucking superstore, and you say, I don't have any change, buddy. And they fucking roll that thing around. You know,
you
can tap your card.
Though.
Yeah, but I feel like shit if I fucking
don't. I
don't
give a fuck.
I do.
I already
I
did
have
it.
Conscience.
I did it once, twice. I don't need to do it again.
Well, I mean,
just because you didn't see it doesn't
mean
you didn't
do it. If
you're
already wearing one, they won't say, fucking donate.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you already fucking donated. But see, most of the years I don't donate. I just have them
fucking
lying
around. Well,
I thought
I saw somewhere they said they don't even give a shit about. I mean, obviously they want you to donate, but you don't have to, really.
No.
Like, yeah, they just want you wearing the poppy.
All proceeds go to the fucking Charlottetown Legion.
Yeah, where fucking everyone is.
Yeah, the whole three
it's
people.
Because
that go there.
It's because there's no other sportsmen in the world, and they want to be sportsmen, so they go to the Legion.
Exactly. Every bar wants
or they go
to
be
Dooley's. Dooley's. That's one place I didn't get to experience here in Charlottetown. Fucking Ponyboat took it over.
We were too young.
Unfortunately. Young by a year.
Putting Great Big Sea in the Touchtunes.
Oh, dude. Fucking speaking of Great Big Sea, Alan Doyle is coming back to Charlottetown.
He's
PEI.
Here all the time, though. That's the thing.
I don't care. He's fucking. He's
what
a
was
legend.
The time? I was telling someone about this. What was the time that we just missed him?
So there was one night there. I think.
Is that a year ago? Or is it 2 years ago?
No, it was a year ago.
It was, okay.
Oh, no. You know, it might have been. God, how long have I been single?
I don't fucking know.
Jesus Christ. I think it was two summers ago. Yeah, it was two summers ago.
Okay, fuck, man. Such a long time.
I know. But the thing is, 2 summers ago, we went to the Wiener Wagon. Downtown, the Wiener Wagon's a little fucking cart that sells hot dogs. So we go there, and, you know, we get a fucking, I get the Mac dog, fucking Big Mac hot dog, buddy. That's the shit. And, you know, we get a Mac dog, we're fucked up, and we leave. And not even like, I don't know, it was like a half an hour later, we see the Wiener Wagon posted with Alan Doyle himself at the fucking Wiener Wagon. You know how fucking pissed off
this
I was that I didn't get to see
this
Alan
was
Doyle?
This before the Silk Road.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and another time, too, was fucking, we wanted to see Pat Roach. He came down here one summer.
Oh, fuck yeah. But I'm not paying $150 for a fucking
Yeah,
because
all the tickets sold out immediately.
Fuck
but
that.
The other thing was, apparently, after the show, he was down at Hunter's drinking Revs, which would have been a sight to see.
That would have been fucking something.
Probably with the shirt off, too, I imagine.
Well, I know one of the boys way back in the fucking day, I think he was coming back from Florida. Like, he was down in Florida.
Sorry.
In the airport terminal coming back. And he saw John Dunsworth and Pat Roach, fucking Mr. Leahy and Randy down there.
That's awesome.
He got them to sign a dollar bill. So he has John Dunsworth's signature on a dollar bill with Pat Roach.
Me lucky dollar.
And I think that was like a year or two before John Dunsworth passed away.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
And it's a goddamn shame. That guy was a living legend.
He was.
He was such a humble man.
You know, the funniest thing, too, is he never, I don't know if he ever drank.
Oh, he did. That's where the character Leahy
came
from.
No, he wasn't a drunk, though.
Yeah,
only thing he was ever addicted to was VLTs.
No, he was a drunk.
Was he?
Oh, yeah. It was the VLTs and the fucking
Oh, he was big on the VLTs.
Oh, fuck. But no, that's what got him was the gambling
oh,
and the drinking.
Really? I didn't know it was a drinking.
But he was sober. He was sober
yeah,
for
he was, absolutely.
Fucking God knows how long before he started
yeah.
the Trailer Park Boys. But, like, talk about a method actor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was the best one.
Besides Heath Ledger.
Well, yeah. We know what happened there.
Well.
He took it too far. He never got out of character.
So did that fuck out of One Direction. He took it a little too far out the window. He was gazing to see, oh, look, it's such a nice place in fucking Milan.
These people
or
have millions of dollars and they can't get drugs that aren't laced.
Right? Like, God, Steven Tyler snorted half a Peru and he died 3 times. But these guys, they take one bad batch of coke
look
and it's out the window.
Look at Mick
Literally.
Jagger and Keith Richards.
Dude, Mick Jagger fucking
They're fucking
signed
370 years old and they're
that,
still alive.
Those guys fucking played fucking Jumpin' Jack Flash for Jesus Christ. Yeah. Like, they were there at the parting of the sea and they wrote a theme song for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
they
those
took
guys
a bump of Satan.
Yeah.
Like, they've been around forever. Yeah, they're fine, though. That goes to show you that these days, all the drugs are laced. Back in the day, didn't exist.
No, don't take fucking... Like, you can't take fucking hard shit nowadays.
No. Well, unless it's Viagra. But even still, that shit's so expensive that...
Yeah. Well, that Viagra, that shit'll just make it hard.
Exactly. The hard stuff.
Exactly.
But, no, don't do that fucking... It's all got fentanyl in it.
Oh, yeah. Well, do you see what they caught Buddy here coming from, like, BC or something like that?
Yeah. He's only...
excuse me.
He was our age, 21.
Was he really? Wow. What did they catch him with?
Like, I forget what it was, but a lot of fucking fentanyl, like a gun, fuck ton of money.
Like, it was like at least an ounce or something
paraphernalia.
Like that.
Paraphernalia. Oh,
like at least
it was
half an ounce.
It was more than that.
Was it really? Fuck off.
Oh, yeah. It was a fucking lot.
Yeah, they caught him with like $4,000, firearms, and fucking
the
fentanyl.
The stereotypical drug dealer. He probably had a fucking pimp cane, And the pimp's hat and the robe, too.
Oh, yeah, and he had like the fucking fur, the purple fur coat.
Yeah.
The hat, like, with the feather
I'm
coming
totally
out
not selling drugs out of this van.
That's one thing. I'm pretty sure I got approached by a fucking narc.
Did you?
Outside of Spo. Because this guy came up to me and one of the other boys.
Guy.
And he asked us, hey, do you know where to get some good stuff? We're talking about, like, yeah, what do you mean fucking good stuff? Like, there's good shit up at Spo. He goes, no, I mean, do you know where to get some cocaine? We're like, nah, buddy, not around here. Fucking get lost. Oh, okay, man. Yeah, okay. He's like, yeah, try Peaks Key. Fucking Peaks will have that shit.
Oh, I found it here. BC man charged with fentanyl offenses after Showtime search. 22 he was. 225 grams of fentanyl.
Holy fuck.
251 grams of coke. 3 cell phones, about 4,500 in cash, and paraphernalia often used in drug trafficking.
28 grit. How much is that in fucking ounces? That's like fucking almost 4 ounces.
Probably.
Or no, 2 ounces. That'd be like 8 ounces of holy fuck.
8 ounces is, I believe, a QP, quarter pound.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's crazy.
That's fucking nuts. Well, don't do drugs, kids.
Yep.
Smoke dope.
And
drink.
Don't be from BC.
Yeah, no, don't fucking be from BC. Fuck that place.
If you were born there, then I'm sorry. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, if you were born there, don't move to Prince Edward Island.
You can
can't hold any
you
more
can
people.
Renounce your faith. You can renounce where you're from. That's fine.
It's fine. Move to the Maritimes. That's where real Canada is.
Yeah. Put on the accent and fucking...
Oh, fuck yeah.
Get drunk and...
But see, there's the thing about Canada, there's
Pogie Beach.
Western, Central, and Eastern Canada.
Yeah.
Western Canada is the fucking United States. They have the same
value,
same bullshit as the U.S. Central is just...
Forgotten.
No, Central is Toronto.
Yeah.
That's about it. And Eastern is the best, obviously.
Eastern is the best. Atlantic Canada.
Atlantic Canada. The Maritimes. Plus Newfoundland.
Well, that's Atlantic Canada for you.
Oh, yeah.
It's the good times.
But one thing, people say, like, oh, the fucking Newfoundland. Oh, my fuck, that bong got me. That fucking Newfie accent, like, oh, I fucking hate that accent, blah, blah, blah. Talk about these fucking losers from Toronto. Oh, you go smoke that ute, man. Fucking get him. Fucking
it's
blah, blah,
not
blah.
Real.
Fuck off.
It's bullshit.
Nobody fucking voluntarily talks like that.
No, I don't like that.
And if
that
they
shit.
Do, if I fucking had to talk like that the rest of my life, I'd fucking rip my vocal cords out. I would cut my fucking tongue out of my mouth.
When do you want to do that?
Never, because I don't speak like that. I might speak fucking
you
bullshit.
You speak, that's bad enough.
Yes.
But, you know, I think it's fake. I think they do
oh,
it just
fuck
for that.
Yeah, they do it. But they do it for the clout fan.
They're all fucking
fuck
annoying.
Off. It sounds like these fucking losers in Britain trying to rap.
Real rap.
Fuck off. That real rap. Yeah.
Yeah. What are they gonna rap about? They can't rap about guns and hoes. They're gonna rap about fucking acid and knives. Like, stupid.
Yes. Yeah,
oh, I got the chips on the dip.
Chips on the dip and the beans and the potato.
Get the fish and the chips and the dip.
Oh,
bunch of fucking idiots with their fucking broken yellow teeth.
I think that was the biggest advertisement for SoundCloud I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Shit.
Might be.
Mystic Mist on SoundCloud.
Mystic, oh yeah.
Big
don't,
Frank
don't
McDonald.
Get me started. Big
you,
fan.
You want to fucking talk about staples of Atlantic Canada and fucking icons? It's all Frankie McDonald.
We got to go to Cape Breton.
We got to meet this fucking guy. We need to get him on this fucking podcast.
Yeah, we do.
Ask him, Frankie, what's your favorite porn star? Curvy Mary. He'd fucking, oh, he'd salivate over that shit.
Yeah, he's into that shit. He's getting into it.
Yeah, so your task after this podcast, ladies and gentlemen, search Frankie McDonald 1984 on Instagram and just look at his following. And that's all I'll say.
It changes every day, let's say that.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a revolving...
And there's no subtractions.
A fat revolving door.
A fat revolving door.
It's like his fucking forehead. No, I can't say that. I like Frankie.
Could be yours, too, though.
Hey, my forehead... Okay, you got a point. You got a point. I saw myself in the reflection of the bong, and it's all forehead.
Even your hair is scared to grow on you.
Well, no. Yeah. Stop being right, you prick.
I'll try my best.
Fuck. Yeah, no. Icons of Atlantic Canada is Frankie McDonald, Drunkle, and Chief, boys.
And
that's the
2 liter pop
goes.
Guy.
2 liter pop. What would you rather? 2 liter of pop or 6 beer?
Would you rather six beer or 2 liters of Coca-Cola? Do the fucking math.
Do the math. They ask you, how many drinks do you have in a day? Say, what day? Fuck.
That's a true answer.
That is
after
the true answer.
I mean, that's the average fucking Brampton, Ontario resident.
Yeah, pretty much.
But, I mean, in this economy, yeah. Who can drink fucking any of that? Who can drink 2 liters of Coca-Cola or fucking two beer? Too expensive.
Hey, man, they say fucking Coca-Cola strips rust off of fucking, off of metal and shit like that. And they fucking tell me, oh, don't put that in your body. Motherfucker, I put that in my body every day and I'm still rust-free.
Exactly. Maybe it strips the pain off your liver.
Who cares? Just more for my liver.
That's what I mean. They're stripping the ulcers off.
Oh, yeah, you drink that shit, it'll eat a fucking hole through you. And you wonder why in fucking 10 years, like, huh, I guess aspartame does cause cancer.
Or it gives me a superpower. Either way, I'm betting for
not
it.
Not according to fucking Robert Kennedy.
Yeah, well,
we gotta get the aspartame and the shit out of the Coca-Cola.
I'm chewing gum. I'm eating fucking shitty old dried meals. I'm fucking drinking Coke. I'm having a great time.
Fuck yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Well, Maritimes, we're drinking Pepsi, buddy.
Well, yeah. Whatever's on sale.
Yeah, whatever's cheap.
Whatever's on sale at the pharmacy.
Whatever's cheap. Hopefully, Canada
Big
Dry
Eight.
Ginger Ale. That's probably one of the best fucking pops out there.
What about fucking Big Eight? The
Big Eight is cheap and it's mediocre. I can drink it.
Depends on what you get.
That's true.
There's some good stuff and there's some bad stuff, but that's everything.
Yeah.
Like that fucking that Coca-Cola Oreo shit. I never had
it.
What
the fuck is that?
You never saw that?
No.
They did like a collab where it's like Coca-Cola and Oreos put
together. That sounds fucking disgusting.
Yeah, it didn't go over well. There's also Coca-Cola Spiced, which I never tried.
That'd be interesting.
Not mine. And the
same only thing with spiced I like is rum.
Fucking that. What about the Guinness Nitro?
What the fuck is
that's
that?
Guinness and caffeine put together.
You're telling me this
actually,
now?
Actually, they got a deal at the liquor store. If you buy a fucking thing of Guinness, you get free winter mitts.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to the LC. Fuck yeah.
I don't know what they look like. They don't have a picture, but yeah, they keep advertising it.
Oh my God. Guinness, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, is my favorite fucking beer.
The best
stout.
Objective.
Oh my God. Like they say, the only good way to pour Guinness is down the sink. Down the fucking drain.
Yeah.
But I like it. I'd like it. You spill a Guinness on the ground, I'll lap that shit up off the concrete, man.
Well, I knew that. I tried that one time. I learned something about you that day, actually.
Yeah, God, this guy's real desperate.
Well, I knew that.
Oh, fuck, I think we all did. But yeah, no, fucking free mitts from Guinness. I got a Guinness cap, I got a Guinness towel.
Yeah.
I got a Guinness liver.
A Guinness cup.
A Guinness cup. I got multiple fucking pint glasses of Guinness.
Oh,
I fucking love Guinness!
It's good shit. I like
it's great shit.
All of them are good, though. I mean, what was the one we had there not that long ago? We had Kilkenny, which is great.
See, I like Kilkenny, but I find it sweet.
It is. But it's way better out of the fucking tap than out of the...
Oh, fuck yeah. Same with
can.
Angry Orchard's Hard Cider. It's
yeah,
good in the bottle,
that's what I was thinking.
But my God, it's better out of the tap.
Yeah, that shit was fucking good. Yeah, I like the Okanagans, too. But
I
they're
like
sweet.
The Okanagans, but they're real acidic.
Yeah.
They eat a hole through your jaw when you fucking drink them motherfuckers.
Yeah, there was one we had... there's like other fucking... Oh, fuck what? The Peronies. I like
those.
Oh,
is that Italian shit?
It's the Italian beer.
Oh, fuck.
It's not bad.
It's not bad, but like I said, I don't like sweet beer.
No?
No. But I don't know these fucking... my beer has to have fucking aroma and a good head and hops and body on it, and I don't give a fuck. Good beer is good beer. It doesn't matter what it's got in it. Doesn't matter if it's going to bloat me like a big fucking sweaty fat fuck. If it's beer, it's good.
Those people are too fucking horny. Like, oh, it's got to have a body. It's got to give me head. You know, it's got to be here on time. It's got to pay for my meals.
It's fucking stupid.
You,
I don't get it.
Stop.
Fucking drink it out of a goddamn can like a man and fucking enjoy it.
Actually, you should be drinking out of a glass.
That's
because
true.
It should be a glass bottle. But no. We need aluminum. And fucking plastic.
Speaking of the fucking bottles, they were supposed to raise...
Yeah, I saw that.
What is it? The fucking bottle return from 5 cents to 10 cents?
Both of it, though.
And they fucking still... they pushed it back again.
Yeah. They're supposed to raise how much you got to pay for it from 10 to 20. And then I think, 5 to 10 or 5 to 15 or something.
Jesus, what a joke. No, it's up to 10 cents.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did that. It was supposed to be August. Then they pushed it to now.
Yeah, and they pushed it back again.
Yeah.
Which I think is fucking ridiculous. Thanks, Dennis King. You're the best premier fucking PEI ever had. You fucking asshole. You and Philip Brown both. You're the fucking best. I fucking hate yous both. Doing so much for the city.
City of Shawatown.
Hurrah, shitty Shawatown.
Do you want to sit on a cooler for 15 an hour?
What the fuck is it with these goddamn city workers, man? We discussed this, and I think it was the last
episode.
Every
time.
It's every time it comes up. Working for the city must be a fucking dream. Because I just get there and sit and watch the other fucking losers
do
it.
Oh, it's great.
Fuck me. Like, it. Oh, I think I just blew my fucking. I think that was a blowout. Jesus
yeah.
Christ, I can feel that running down my boot.
Jesus.
But no, the
Black
fucking
Friday.
City. The city fucking sucks. Fuck the boss.
Fuck the boss, yeah.
Fuck the boss. Fuck the god. Fuck the premier of fucking Prince Edward Island. Fuck the mayor of Charlottetown. They're both crooked fucking toupee-wearing bastards.
Fuck the people who are trying to tear down Sportsman's.
Fuck that! Fuck the people trying to tear down Spo. You know why?
It's never going
to
be a parking lot.
Well, it's stupid. It's fucking dumb. They don't have to tear down Sportsman's.
No.
It like, I don't get it. And they're trying to build apartments on top of a parking garage. Where the fuck else in the world have you seen that?
Well, that's the thing about PEI. You'll see a fucking... You see a grocery store next to a liquor store, next to a school, next to a fucking suburbia, next to
next
a fucking...
Next to a Domino's,
hedge,
next
like a
to
weed
a
store.
Dino's, next to a Little Christo's.
It doesn't happen. It's,
no,
it's just shit
fucked.
Is placed... like, in... Shit is just placed there, and then it's like, okay, well... You know, whatever. Hey, if you, you're 14 years old and you're going to school and you want the bottle of liquor you can't pay for because you're underage, you want to get the smokes from the weed store that you can't get because you're underage, or you just get a fucking pizza. But we'll give you like 10 options.
Oh, yeah. And each option costs you a little more each time.
They're all the same.
Another thing about this government is you can buy liquor, gamble, and smoke dope at 19.
Yeah,
but you can't go into a smoke shop to buy the paraphernalia to smoke the dope. What the fuck? I can die for my country, get drunk, get baked, and I can vote for the next fucking dick face to run
baked.
This country.
Because you got nothing to fucking smoke out of.
No. Cantokes, buddy.
Because it's a tobacco pipe. It's a water
pipe.
Who
the fuck? Who's smoking tobacco out of a bar?
Well, the reason they did that is to get, like, so they could say, oh, this is, you know, a tobacco pipe. Well, it's actually a weed pipe, but they could sell it because weed was illegal. But now that weed's legal, well, I don't get the fucking point. I don't know why they still do it.
And weed is legal, too. See, weed is a lot better than alcohol because you can see some fucked up bastard going downtown fucking, hey, fuck you, fucking blah, you fucking. You can see all that bullshit downtown. I've never seen a guy smoke dope and do that.
I don't know. I don't care. I think
smoke dope,
they're both fun.
Drink ranch, eat bread, and play space in the streets. That is the best.
Playing space is fucking fun, even if I suck at it.
Does that fucking rock at work, Randy? Does the Tin Man have a sheet metal cock?
Don't ask him for the Bible. Have you read the Bible, my son?
Well, that depends. Can you go fuck yourself? Bum ba da ba dee bum bum bum.
When are we getting him on here?
Mike Smith?
Yeah,
which
and the good
one.
One?
About 70
not
on the
shit
island.
One, the good one.
Nice. Yeah.
No, that's Mike Goody Smith.
Yeah. Mike Goody Smith, Mike Glant Smith. Fuck. What is it with island names? There's only like 14 fucking families on the island, and it's all Glant, Power, fucking Mac this, Mac that.
Well, because we're all fucking from the same place.
Yeah, the motherland, Ireland and Scotland, boys.
Yeah.
That's the best place on earth because they're all drunk.
No, they ever. Well, fuck, they're drinking Guinness at, you know, on their lunch break, 10 in the morning.
I would fucking love to drink a Guinness on my lunch break. Are you kidding me?
Meal in a can.
It is a meal in a fucking can, and it makes you a big fat fuck.
Well, you know, it's going to happen anyways.
Well, if you're drinking beer, you're going to get that gut.
Oh, yeah, that's the best part.
Fuck yeah, it is.
That's what the ladies
like
find hot.
I don't want to look like Bert Kreischer, though.
No.
Well, fuck no.
You look like a fucking beet tomato.
Yeah, that's from the 14 shots he has every day.
Oh, yeah, he's
me,
a
I have
13.
Idiot.
No, he doesn't have a beer gut. That's just cirrhosis.
He's fucking yellower than a Simpson.
That's what the Simpsons are based on.
Well, yeah, drunks.
Him
Maritimers.
As a kid. Yeah.
Well, it's approaching that time again, ladies and gentlemen. Do we have any closing remarks, Chief?
No sponsors, so that fucking sucks.
Yeah. Anybody out there who wants to sponsor us, we're just going to say, if we can't smoke and swear, we're fucked. And so are all these guys. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Drunkle's Den with Drunkle and Chief. We'll catch you in the next one. Have a great week. I know I fucking will. Sayonara.